Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This teaching was recorded at the 2012 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Every single day, creation is testifying to the glory of God. Man, we see these awesome sunrises and sunsets, beautiful things. Man, in all of his power, all of the cumulative power of mankind and all of the money and the wealth of mankind could not produce one sunrise or one sunset. It's just constantly shouting out that God is alive and real. And you could sit there and look at it, but most people just pass right on by and don't even think about it. Man, you have a beautiful day and the birds are singing, the air is clean. And we've got all of these things that are telling us about the goodness of God. Goodness and mercy are with you every minute of every day. You ought to be praising God that things are as good as they are. We tend to complain about politics and talk about how our nation is going and how that immorality, and you know, all of those things exist. But you know what? We ought to praise God. It's as good as it is. Paul lived in a situation where the ruler over his deal thought that he was God, proclaimed himself as God. Slavery was the rule of the day. The Romans could come in and just kill you and do things to you. There was no such thing as the liberties that we have today. I'm not saying that we bury our head and say that there isn't need for to do something and to deal with our nation, but you ought to be praising God that we've got the freedoms that we've got. And Paul, in a situation that was 100 times worse than our situation, saw the world turn right side up. He impacted nations. He had awesome results. People raised from the dead. There is no reason for us to be griping and complaining. There's no reason for us to be complacent. We need to deal with things, but at the same time, goodness and mercy are following us, and you could choose to look at it. Nobody's here critiquing us. I've been in foreign countries where we had to meet. We had to hide from the police in China and get off and look like we were going to be caught, and I had to run for my life and stuff. We don't have to do that here. There's good things going on. There's goodness and mercy in our life. We ought to be praising God for the freedoms we have in this nation, for how good it is. Praise God that we've got some godly people rising up and running for office and doing things. You can either look on the bad and think about that, or you can look on the good. And sad to say, Christians are some of the worst ones for ferreting out all of the bad stuff. Again, I'm not saying that we ignore it. You have to deal with problems, but this is one reason I don't listen to the talk show host. I think that they're good in a sense because our news media is so biased they don't accurately represent God. We need a conservative alternative. But I couldn't spend 3 hours a day listening to that negativism and the sarcasm and the terrible things that are being said. Thank you for that one. Amen. I'm not against those guys. I think that they're serving a purpose. But I tell you what, the conservatives, the Christians have become so negative looking, griping and complaining that sometimes we are our own worst enemy and we discourage ourselves and stuff. I tell you, God's kind of love. Over in, here's another thing that goes right along with this. Over in Philippians chapter 4, look at this. This is how God told us to act, and so this is how He acts. In Philippians chapter 4. Let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If God told us to act that way, that's the way that He acts. Again, God is aware that there's evil in this world, but when God created the heavens and the earth, there was darkness. And then He said, let there be light. And it says God saw the light, that it was good. He didn't focus on the darkness. He saw the light. God is looking at what He's doing in this world. God is moving in unprecedented ways. Not very many people feel that way. Because again, we are plugged into the world systems of news and we are hearing all of the bad reports. But did you know in all of the Bible, there are a total of 8 people raised from the dead? Did you know I personally know over 38 people who have been raised from the dead or who have raised other people from the dead? I've seen 3 people raised from the dead. You don't hear that very often. But I know over 4 times as many people that have been raised from the dead as all of the Bible, 6,000 years, 4,000 years of recorded history combined. We're living in an awesome day. We had a woman just last night. She came up. She was the one, I think, right back here that had the pain in the neck, and she got everything. And she said that her neck turned red. She had had some problems, and she was healed, and she slept good last night. She was unable to sleep before. We've seen people healed here last night. We saw great miracles happen. God is moving in unprecedented ways, and yet most people don't look at the light. They look at the darkness. They don't think on those things that are honest and pure and lovely. You know, if you were to follow this guideline right here, most of us would have to throw away our television. All except the gospel truth, amen. But just think about this. Whatsoever things are true, how much stuff do you listen to that's not true? And a lot of what you think is news is not news. It's opinion. They're trying to shape opinion. It's prophecy. They ought to call it the evening prophecy instead of the evening news. For instance, they prophesied worldwide avian flu that would be a pandemic. 1/3 of the world's population would be destroyed in 2 years. And we just got an update on that. I forgot there's 300 cases worldwide in the last 10 years or whatever. It is a lie. It wasn't true. And yet you listen to that and it's being presented as thus saith the Lord. This is the way it's going to be, and it's wrong. If you were only going to focus on things that are true, you'd have to turn off your news broadcast, because it is not true what they're telling you. They are lying to you systematically. The very way that they phrase things, it's manipulating the truth. It's misrepresenting things. So you're supposed to think on things that are true, things that are honest. Man, there's a lot of lies. We just had a newspaper in Colorado Springs write an expose on us, and they contacted Jim down here because I had said that I live in a house that was built for $60,000 and we paid the builder $3,000, and they went and found out that we took out a $120,000 loan, and so they were going to call me on it and show that I had lied about this thing. So Jim explained to him that I bought the house for $60,000, paid the builder $3,000, but we had to buy the property, we had to put in electricity. It cost me $18,000 cash to get electricity run to our place because we're so far out in the country. And by the time you add the well together and the road and everything, it was $120,000. So we explained that to him. So there was zero reason for them to misunderstand this because we explained it to them. And yet, they just ignored all of that and wrote their thing and said the Wamucs live on a $460,000 estate. And they just lied. It was dishonest. It's an absolute misrepresentation. And I can guarantee you, so much of what you are hearing is like that. So much of the stuff that you hear is an absolute lie. Things taken out of context. You know, I'm not a Mitt Romney supporter, so this is not a political endorsement. But they criticized him over saying that he is not for the very poor. And I heard the quote. And what he was saying is, I'm not for the very poor or the very rich. I'm for the average American. He was just saying, I am not going to take policy and gear it towards only 1% on either side. I'm trying to minister to everybody. There was not a thing wrong with what he said. And yet people have just, let him have it, taking it out of context. That's not honest. It's not honest. I don't care if I'm for the guy or against the guy. It's not honest. And so much of what we're hearing isn't honest. You're supposed to think only on things that are true and things that are honest and things that are just. That's not just treatment. There is so much junk that we're watching. Whatsoever things are pure. How many of you would consider the shows that you watch pure? Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. People wonder, why am I depressed? You watch people kill each other, murder, lie, steal, rape, lambast each other, say things, do things. You watch all this stuff for entertainment and then wonder why you're discouraged. That's ignorance gone to seed. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Did you know if you did this, you'd never be discouraged? Goodness and mercy are following you continually. God is good. God is kind. But the sad fact is we aren't focused on what God is doing and His goodness. We're looking at all of the junk in this world. You let the sewage of the world flow through your mind and then wonder why you feel dirty. It's just crazy. How dumb can you get and still breathe? I know people are shocked that I say these things, but you gotta shock people, because it's like we have been numb to where people don't even recognize. And they say, why am I discouraged? Because there's so much discouraging stuff, and they never report on the good stuff. They don't tell you about all of the planes that landed safely. They're going to report on the one that crashed. They aren't going to tell you about all of the people who helped each other and did good and all of these awesome things. They're going to tell you about the people who go in and rape and murder and plunder. And that's what our focus is on. I got off on all of this by saying God Himself follows His own instructions. God is looking at the good in you. God isn't sitting here just waiting for you to get out of line and He's going to blast you. God is kind. You know, the Lord will say, I appreciate you. I appreciate you sticking with your mate.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the unconditional love of God. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2012 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for the series titled, As I Have Loved You, when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RG24 titled, God's Love Never Fails, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about helping us as a partner. We've advertised partnership before, but specifically, we are in the process of building a campus to accommodate at least 3,000 people at our main facility in the Colorado Springs area. We're now in the process of building these buildings, and it's going to be quite a task. I mean, it's expensive, but we are going to be training people. You know, sometimes your work that you're able to do is dependent upon the tools that you have, and we need this tool of this facility to be able to train these people. So if you'd like to join with us, you can call 719-635-1111 and become a foundation partner today.